This is the new Nomo podcast.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the new Nomo podcast. You know, I am your favorite baby daddy. I'm Easy over here. You know, I'm along with my crew. Yeah. So, you know,
the gang is all back together.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Niggas had COVID.
Yo, I did not.
Allegedly.
I've been right. Tested twice since.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still look like you got COVID.
Damn.
Word. Niggas definitely was highly exposed.
I was a little lit last night. So
yeah, okay. Because we're going to be like, damn, how many times can you get COVID until like you're immune?
Literally.
You're going to become a test subject.
No. Exactly. But we should toast up. You know, let's toast up. You know, y'all wasn't here last week.
I know.
Yes, health, wealth.
Health, wealth, and self.
Yes, definitely health.
emphasis on the health, right?
Yes, yes. So, it's getting cold outside. Like,
yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
Cold. Car not, like, I had to, like, warm up the car before I jump in that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I hope y'all got y'all mouse traps ready, man. Because, them motherfuckers be making their way in around this time of year.
They're making their way inside the house.
I'm just saying.
Was it Jerry?
So, you know what's funny, right? So, around this time last year,
yeah,
I was at this girl's house and we heard something in the kitchen, right? So we heard like scuffling in the cabinets or some shit, like just weird shit, right? She's like, What is that? I said, like, I don't know. All right, we'll go check it. So I opened the cabinet up or whatever, and there's some bags and shit in there. So I pulled the bags out, and I'm like, yo, we about to. There was other bags full of like food, like shit in there, right? So I'm like, yo, hold on, what you got in here? So I pulled out a bag of kibbles and bits, right? Granted, she don't even got a dog.
Why does she have kibbles and bits?
Why does she have kibbles? That's what I asked her. Why do you have kibbles and bits if you don't got a dog? It's a memory for my dog. Yo, get rid of this shit, right? So as I'm pulling it out, I see a big ass hole in it.
Yeah.
It's a big ass hole of kibbles and bits.
Okay.
All right, mind you, kibbles and bits. All right. Put it down. Pull the rest of the stuff out. Then I pull another bag of protein powder out. There's a hole in that, right? So I'm like, yo, whatever is. Eating this shit is definitely eating good, and this motherfucker strong. No wonder you heard this motherfucker.
Like, what type of protein was it? Like, was it muscle milk?
It was some whey, some type of like. Okay. It was protein.
She got it from GNC.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those. Okay. Long story short, and she had mouse traps. So I'm like, she's from New York, so maybe she's used to this shit. I don't know.
So
there was a Tom and Jerry trap, you know, the snap trap, and then there was like a sticky trap or whatever. So we put those down. The next day, she calls me, FaceTimes me. Right, she's like, Sean. She's on top of her counter, and she's like, she has a spatula that's closing the cabinet. I'm like, she's like, I hear it. It's knocking. I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, look in there. It's probably like whatever. So she opens it. It's a big ass fucking rat, a master splinter. Like, I'm not talking about a Jerry.
Okay. Wow.
This motherfucker's like this big, like this motherfucker like that and shit.
I mean,
like,
that's
kibbles and bits of protein.
Exactly. That's what it is.
So I'm just saying, man, just get y'all mouse traps ready because these motherfuckers be making their way. You ever had a situation like?
Well, I want to say mouse, but I would say
some critters
like I so you know, it was one of these nights, you know, I was in these streets, right? So in these streets, I just broke up with my ex, and you know I needed a drink, you know, I needed to get a little loose. So I went out, decided to go to the hood because that's all I could afford at that time, you know. Couldn't go anywhere else but the hood at that time. Word. So you know I'm in the hood and I'm lit. It was like $2 shots of exclusives.
Ooh,
and I was
exclusive.
Yes.
Where
I remember
you
that
at?
Don't worry about all that.
I was gonna say, Chicken Shack food and drinking E&J or exclusive.
Yeah.
That's bad. No, that's facts.
Yeah.
Chicken Shack
and E&J. But yo, so I'm there, I'm fucked up. I'm walking, like, I was like, but you know what? I'm good to go. You know, I'm good to drive home. I took two steps. I'm not good to drive home. So I'm like, damn, yo, I'm in the hood. Who can I call? And I just remembered my ex just got an apartment right around the corner. So I said, you know what? She knows that I'm gonna need this. So I'm gonna give her a call. She's gonna be cool with it. Let's just see how this goes. Called her up, was like, yo, what you doing? She's like, oh, I'm in the bed. I'm like, yo, I've been drinking. And I ain't trying to drive home drunk, no DWIs, none of that. Right. She was like, all right, where are you at? I'm like, right around the corner. She was like, all right, I'm gonna send you the address, da-da-da. Bang. Drive over there. I'm thinking, okay, I drive over there. It's a gated community. I had to get buzzed in. They had a doorman. I said, oh, look at you. Moving on up.
Right. Word.
You know, so I was like, oh, look at you. I said, I might have to get back with this. Right. So I get into the elevator. And, you know, the elevator reminded me of like New York City, you know, but I was like, you know what? It's cool. I get into an apartment. I'm ready to either clap some cheeks or go to sleep. Right. It's one or the other, right? At this point, right? So she was like, I want to show you the apartment. She barely moved in. Barely. So I'm like, all right, like, what's up? So she shows me the bed. Like, well, she shows me the bathroom first. So I said, all right, cool. It's a regular bathroom. Who the fuck wants to see a bathroom? But anyway, shows me a living room. There's nothing in it. You have a rolled up carpet. Like, why are you so, like, you have milk cartons. It wasn't even a milk carton challenge at this time yet. So it was like, yo, what are you doing? So I'm like, all right, whatever. Right. We moved on to the kitchen. I didn't know she had guests. So when she flipped on the lights, them niggas was like, yo, what you doing here? It's
wait,
my time.
Wait, what do you mean by my guest?
We
was some... it the Debo Jerry right. Or
nah. It was what you call Mexican guests. Like them niggas was growing over the border.
Oh, nah.
Yo, them niggas was just sitting there and they was just looking at me like, yo, what's up? What you gonna do?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I gotta go. She was like, so she gets like the cleaning spray, the Clorox bleach, and starts cleaning. She's like, oh my God, I clean all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So meanwhile,
I'm good.
So the thing about it is that y'all don't understand. Yo. Like maybe like a week or two before that, I went to the ENT. I got my little test of what I'm allergic to, right? So I had like 26 little needles that was poked into my arm. I found out that I'm allergic to the hood. I'm allergic to roaches, to rats and mice, and the mold. Hey, those are the three things that I'm allergic to. So I was like, you know what? I can't be in the hood. The hood all got that.
I've heard of mold, but I never heard of somebody being allergic to rats.
I got the paperwork. if you need to see the proof, I got the paperwork in the back.
That's interesting. It's very
interesting. It is.
You're exotic.
You're exotic.
No, all right. So it's safe to say you stopped talking to her, or
I mean, we was already on the outs because we was already broken up at that time, and I was trying to see if we could rekindle something. You know, want that old thing back,
right?
Well, but once I saw that, I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. Like, yo, I sobered up. Like, that was the quickest I ever sobered up. I gotta tell you that. Like, I've never sobered up so quick. I was on the phone. I was calling my sister. I'm like, yo. Look at this bitch.
This dirty bitch.
She had me in this dirty ass house trying to clean up after all. I'm like, yo, but yeah, that was my little story.
So if you were actually involved with her and you saw that, like, would you have ended things or like, nah, I'm never coming to your house. Like, we can still kick it, but I'm just not coming to your house. Yes. Or like, are you patting her down before she come in, like checking
right.
her
clothes? shaking her purse.
That's leave your shit outside the door, like.
Right.
Yo, but if it's outside the door, like them niggas can still crawl. Like they say that after a nuclear bomb, the only thing that's gonna be
left is roaches. Right. Yeah. Word. So I'm fucking Hiroshima.
Yeah. Like I don't know, cause
that's
it's like
a deal breaker.
I don't want to say it's a deal breaker, but it's like, I feel like there's ways of managing like roaches and shit like that. Like, I mean,
well, you said that you wanted this, you said you, that, that, was a deal breaker for you.
I mean, that was a deal breaker for me to go to her house.
To her house because y'all was already on the house.
Yeah.
But like, so what about, all right. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm
for me, you want me to answer?
I was going to say, only because he kind of is, I feel like he... But
I'm teeter-tottering right now. Like, so, I don't know what to say.
Let's put it on you. Let's put it on y'all too.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Or have y'all been in situations?
Have y'all been in a situation where...
Janelle face is like, hold on, hold on. That's exactly what Janelle face was.
Yo, that's funny as fuck.
Yo, go ahead, Janelle.
No, I haven't. I actually dated somebody with real shit.
You did?
No. But like, I've gone out to eat.
Okay.
You know, and literally, like, it was, we were sitting at the bar, and I'm minding my business, drinking my drink, you know, and was thinking about ordering some food, you know? So, you know, I'm looking at the menu, everything like that. Happened to look up, and then here's the roach, like, crawling up the POS system, like, oh, you here? And then went right back down. Like, it was, like...
I wanted to take your order, sis. Like, do you need any help? Did anybody come and help you? No? Okay, then go.
So, I just need to know, what place of business was this in?
Oh, this is Houlihan's.
Ooh.
And they're now out of business. I don't know whether it was the roaches.
Now we see why they are out of business.
Damn.
But that used to be my spot. Like,
I never really ate at that. Actually, I never ate at
Houlihan's. Yeah, I used to go Houlihan's all the time.
I was going
to
say, now I got to think about how many roaches that we possibly ate.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Just you know, you had that, you had that like just, burger, and it was extra crunchy.
Extra crunch. Like, it's not a frizzled onion.
It was extra protein.
I can't. But I know for me, I haven't had any experiences. But I know damn well if I come to your house and I see one of these little niggas popping out like, why you being weird?
Yo, but the thing about it is these roaches are like, these roaches and rats nowadays, like, they some thugs.
They will boss up on you like, nigga, you finna move? Yeah. I'm not gonna pop off till you pop off.
Right. They trying to figure out the game.
That was the first time I seen a rat in a crib.
That was the first time, that was the second time I seen a squirrel in my crib.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not in this crib, but.
You had a squirrel in another crib?
I had a squirrel at my mama's house when I was growing up.
Why are they following you?
I'm about to say, bro.
I had that squirrel was like a little baby squirrel. The squirrel I had at my mama's house, yo.
Papa squirrel.
My nigga.
Debo squirrel.
Yo, when I tell you, I was shook, right? So this is what happened, right?
Oh, I remember this story. Okay.
So, you know, my mom, you know, we got an old school house, whatever, right? So, you know, we had to put the air conditioners in and take the air conditioners out. So one day, you know, my mom was like, take the air conditioner out. You know, it's like October, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I'll take the air conditioner out. So as I'm taking the air conditioner out, I left the window open, right? So I'm taking it out. Boom. You know, wrapping up the cord. Window's still open. This squirrel just flew in like.
Oh, my bro.
Remind you, like, this a tree.
Wait, it made a noise?
Yo.
Right, in that face?
Just like that.
Like.
Yo, all I saw was like it just flew into my room and hit the wall. I said, ah! Like the same noise, the same bitch noise that I did when I saw that. Like, yo, I was scared. I ran out the room. Yo, so my mom wasn't home at that time, right? So I'm like, fuck. Waiting for my, I close the room door, everything, right? Let the door open.
You just let it roll.
Let the window open. So my mom was like, she goes into my room and she's like, I don't see it. Like, my mom is the thug. Like, my mom's 77 years old. She got a big ass garden. There was a groundhog this year, 77 this year, and she killed it with a fucking machete and a hose. So my mom is, you know, she about that life.
Right.
70, like, I'm remind you.
My nigga?
I fucked with your mom.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right.
Damn. I know who to call.
So that's why I was like, yo, mom, like, handle this squirrel. She was like, the squirrel ain't in here anymore. Like, it's gone. So I said, all right, cool. Close window, boom. Went to sleep. You know how, like, you sleeping, but you heard something?
Like that rap.
But I didn't hit, like, I heard it, but I thought it was outside. So I was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, so y'all was having a slumber party.
So I went to sleep, everything, woke up the next day getting ready for school. I'm at my, like, it was right behind my dresser, too. So I'm, you know, pulling out my clothes, and I hear that bitch. I said, y'all niggas, yo, why? Why are you fucking with me today? So, yo, I was scared as hell. I left the room. I did not get dressed. I did not go to school. I did not pass go. I waited.
I did not collect 200.
I did not. I waited till that squirrel left my house.
So how did it leave?
I left the window open.
And it just went out.
Or he died of starvation. Either one. I never went behind my, I put it like this, I never went behind my dresser. So ever I don't again? He can still be there.
Nah, cause you would have smelled him eventually.
Hey. Yeah. Hey man, it is what it is.
Yeah, like I was saying, if I was to go to somebody's house and they had roaches, like my guy, it was nice knowing you, it was nice meeting you.
Oh yeah.
You know, the pleasure was all yours, not mine. I'm going to see my way out. I probably know. Later on, drop off a gift at your house and it's gonna be like collection of raid.
I have one question, because this just popped into my head. So you're at the guy's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, like, y'all clapping cheeks.
Oh, Lord. I knew that was coming.
And you start seeing them suckers.
Yeah, nice knowing you, my nigga.
You're not even gonna let it first to D. Yeah.
Oh, you're not even going.
This time, either they already empty your purse or...
It has to be really good for me to let you finish. But my eyes, it's like, at this point, I can no longer focus because now I gotta follow this nigga and see where he's going to make sure he ain't going nowhere I'm at. And then not only that, but like you say, like, they probably already in my purse. So when I'm leaving, I gotta make sure I check all my shit because I'm not bringing that into my house. Like, that and bed bugs. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the moment I see you got bed bugs or roaches.
Yeah, that bed bug shit is
And serious. I don't even know if I'm bringing it into, like, I might have to go to Target, pick me up a new outfit, and just burn the ones I already got because that's something I'm not bringing that. And I will be nice. I will be gracious. I'll be kind, and I'll get you a whole collection of Raid. I'll get you all of them, not just the roaches one, the wasp, the spider. I'm gonna get you all of them just to get you prepared and set for life.
But what's the point? But my thing is, what's the point if you leaving him alone at that?
Because you know what? Don't nobody else need to deal with this. Like, you got
to. Don't nobody need to deal with this. Like, you lost me. You don't need to lose another one.
It's almost like an STD. Like, please handle that before you fuck with anybody else. Because that's not okay.
But nah, I don't care. Like, what you. As long as you're not passing it on to me, I'm good.
Whoa. Rachel Rose is an STD. You know I'm saying?
That's business,
brother.
I would say it's both for me. Like, as long as it's not coming on to me, I'm good.
Nigga, it's the same thing. It's like, how you gonna know it's not gonna come on you? Nigga, roaches got minds of their own. Listen, in STDs, you already know that shit.
Yeah,
though.
You know, that's why you have to protect yourself. But I mean,
nigga, what if she got? What if she got something that's like skin?
That was like
skin
that.
To skin. See, I'll tell you what I do though.
All right,
when I'm really on some foreign shit,
yeah.
Pardon me for anybody, but look, when I'm really on some foreign shit, you know, you got the boxes on, whatever. Right?
Yeah,
how on the boxes on. Oh,
you know, I've done that a few times when I was not sure about the lady. You know,
yeah. And, you know, we all had those like.
But now that I'm a little bit older and a little bit more seasoned, I realize that I could just literally just pass that away. You know, just, yeah, I don't like that.
I'm not going to risk it. I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah. Because, you know, I lived my Fast and my Furious times, you know. I did one, two, you know.
Right.
They're all the way up to Fast 10. I don't need to go all the way up there. Right. I had my time.
But that's how I am with the roaches. It's like, I'm good. I don't need you, baby.
But you had your fun?
I'm saying.
You had your fun with the roaches?
No, I'm saying. I'm saying with the guy, like, I don't know. I'm good. Like, friend, it was nice meeting you, you know?
So, I have a question. It's the same question you asked me.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I have a little bit more of a clearer mind at this point, right?
Okay.
What I would do.
After talking about, okay. Oh, okay.
After
okay.
talking about all this.
I'm about to have to talk about, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, everybody's situation is a little bit different, you know? Mm-hmm. We can't, you know, control where we live at times, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay.
You know?
Because so, a lot of people get it from their neighbors.
And yeah. Right.
You that, know, that, like.
That's,
like,
that's true. That's true. Yeah.
You know.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're dirty.
Yeah. Now, if the chick is dirty, you know, bye.
Yeah, you gotta go.
But if she's not necessarily dirty, she just happens to have some friends over, you know, I might do what Sophie said, like, help her out. You know, we got Google, you know, let's find out.
What's
the exterminator, right? Let's see if we can throw a bomb in this bitch. Yeah, you know, let's see if we can buy some more Raid. You know, let's put one in each room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make sure that we're safe. And then, you know, there's probably like some etiquette, you know, roach etiquette roach out etiquette. There. So if people out there, you know,
roach etiquette.
Mm-hmm. That know roach etiquette.
It's very simple. Don't leave your fucking cereal box open.
But like, if you're taking your clothes off, you know, you... That sucker might crawl on. You don't like.
Nah, no.
If y'all have roach etiquette and y'all know how to do this roach etiquette, please, you know, hit us in the comments, email us, DM us, and like inform us so we know what to do.
And we'll shout you out because that's elite if you know the roach etiquette.
And we're not gonna judge you because why am I judging
you? And if you don't want to be shout out, just let us know. We won't expose you. But
I'll say this right. There's levels, just like everything else. There's levels too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the first level is just what kind of roaches we talking about here? We talking about Fear Factor roaches? And we talking about like,
but the, I feel like roaches,
we talking about them hissing like them big ass like.
I feel like Brooklyn. Roaches are like bees. You know, they have a queen that they all just.
Well, I heard them suckers is asexual.
Oh shit!
That's what I heard. Like they just
yeah. I don't know.
But I feel like they it's the one big, you know, head roach in charge, and everybody just follow that person. So like.
Well,
I don't know.
Sorry, he threw me off about the asexual thing.
I'm about to say, because I heard
because they like it could be one roach and then it just lays eggs. It doesn't matter if it's a male.
Yeah,
or female,
no, yeah, if it's pregnant, if the roach is pregnant, no,
they're not asexual.
Can you be pregnant if you're asexual? I mean, I could. Oh, fuck.
I just thought I heard that they can just lay eggs and like it doesn't matter if it's a male or a woman. Like if there's no woman, like one of them would turn into like a woman. How like with a frog, like if it's around,
right? Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
But I that's what I heard. I could be wrong. You know, I'm not a roach. Well, I never had roaches, so I'm not a roach expert.
Right.
But me either. These are the things that I heard. So. Yeah, you know.
Well, my thing is
just
this.
Just thinking
right.
about that shit.
I'm over here acting like, yo,
I'm trying not to start scratching because then I'm not going to be able to stop.
Yeah. If we talk about the men in black roaches,
yeah,
I'm completely out.
Okay.
Yeah. Fear Factor, I'm completely out.
Okay.
Miss me.
So if
and you, I would walk out and not say nothing. Like I'll just,
you won't even say, like, oh, yo, I saw a roach.
Yo, honestly, I'll be like, yo, that shit big as fuck, and nah, I can't, like, or I might, no, you know what I might do? You know what I might, I might really do some bullshit and be like, y'all, hold on, I left something in my car.
And never come back.
And boom, I'm out.
Never come
like,
back, yes, never come back.
But she hitting you up, like, afterwards, are you going to explain to her, or, like, you just going to ghost her?
I'm a ghoster because chances are she knows what the fuck is going on.
If you have some Fear Factor roaches,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
that shit bright as day, biggest hair on the wall. Like,
I feel like there should be a disclaimer, like when you walk into somebody that has roaches in their house. Like, hey, my nigga, you know, I have some friends.
But would you?
No, because some people are legit afraid of them. Like, I'm not afraid of any insect at all, but I'm afraid of roaches.
But my thing is, like, okay, if they say that, like, what are you going to do? Like, are you still like, oh, okay, thank you for letting me know you got roaches. Let's continue on. Like,
it depends how bad you are at that point. There can't be Fear Factor roaches, and you got to be a fucking 10.
Mm-mm. I don't know about a 10.
No, you got to be a fucking 10. You got to be a 10. Maybe a 9.5.
You have to have some, huh?
But the thing is, I'm gonna bring some clothes. I don't give a fuck about. I make sure I don't bring nothing though, with no pockets and nothing. I feel like this.
You know, this is. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have to address Sophie real quick. Right? I have to address Sophie because I feel like Sophie, if in clapping cheeks moment, right? Now, if they're just chilling like this, I think Sophie will be out. I think Sophie will be, yeah. I'm out of here.
Right.
You know what? I think
you.
she'll give that SOS call in the group chat, be like, one of y'all niggas need to call me. My mama's dying.
I already know where you're going with this. I don't care. We can be... If I look up and see a nigga, wait, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's the Holy Ghost.
I'll be like, nah, my nigga. No, like, no. Because I'm a natural overthinker.
It sounds like Sophie gonna need an asthma pump.
Yo. Because my mind really left. Because imagine you clapping the cheeks and then that shit start crawling and then you lose sight of it. And then next thing you know, you feel something crawling on your leg. Crawling up your leg.
Damn, your whole hose is open.
That's exactly where I was going with it. And your holes are open. Like, I'm not putting myself at risk.
Now I'm getting fucking freaked out.
Did you ever see that?
That's really men in black at that point.
I don't know if he was Asian or Hispanic or whatever, but there was a guy that was at a doctor's office and, like, there were roaches in his ear.
And that's my biggest fear because I've seen people like go to sleep and they have like spiders and bugs in their.
Well, they say that you do eat like so many spiders in your life.
Yeah, because like
they crawl in your mouth
when you're sleeping. Yeah, they said that you actually do
7 to 8.
I'm not gonna say I've eaten any, but I've seen them like. Have you ever been on your phone?
No, they
like,
said you. Ever been in on your phone sleep.
You ever been in the dark, right? But you're on your phone, and then you thinking that like maybe it's some dust or like something just coming down, and it's a spider that's dropping from the ceiling.
Yeah, that has happened to me,
but not like I'm in the bed and I'm on the phone.
Well, no, that hasn't happened to me in the bed, but that happened to me like the other day, yesterday, when I was working on my computer. And that little bitch.
Yeah. It's right in front of you.
You got to clap shit out of clap on.
Right. You got to clap. Yeah, that's happened to me. That's happened to me before.
But you do swallow a couple of bugs in your lifetime. But yes, like that's my biggest fear is like ended up. And the worst part is you can hear them tapping on your eardrums. And so it's like, because the bugs are, they would still be alive in your ear.
Yo,
and so
they'll be tapping. I'm freaked out by this shit. I want someone to take this shit off me.
Exactly. So it's like, if I'm going to sleep and afraid of having bugs in my ear, if we're clapping cheeks and there's a whole freaking roach, like my holes are open. I'm not risking myself. No, nigga, hop off of me. I'm going home.
Right.
It was nice knowing you. The pleasure was all yours and it wasn't mine. Like, that's it.
Are you telling everybody that he got roaches?
I'm not going to expose him like that.
Nah, I'm telling everybody. Like, yo, this nigga got motherfucking roaches.
I'm going to tell my close friends. I'm going to tell my best friend. And so it's like, bitch, let me tell you.
I know. I'm telling the homies.
I'm telling everybody. I've done tell. Like, when I was in that situation with my ex, I told everyone. Everyone that knew her. I told. I was like, yo. I was telling everybody because I was like, no, this bitch got roaches.
No, that's a public service announcement. That's so necessary to tell everybody. Right. Because like,
you didn't give me that. You didn't give me that, like, that chance to,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. You don't got the nerve to tell me. I'm telling everybody else because fuck you. You ain't going to tell me. You know damn well that these roaches. Especially if they the fear factor roaches. Let them be the fear factor roaches. Them big ass motherfuckers with the shell.
I'm good. Nigga, I'm so good. I'm good at that point. I'm definitely good at that point.
And even if you get rid of the roaches, I'm still not coming to your house. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. Don't invite me for holiday parties. Don't invite me for movie night. Don't invite me for game night. I don't trust it. You could have had like 10.
What if he said that like he got rid of them though? Like there's
yeah, that's fine. That's great. I don't trust it. Like nah.
But can I come over to your house though?
Nah, in a hazmat suit.
I would legit envision you coming in and I'm like butt ass naked.
I'm about to say yeah, Shorty not looking. Shorty, bring a tray. She just drop it at the door. Matter of fact, drop that shit at the beginning of the conference.
I would leave a garbage bag for you waiting by the door so you could put your stuff in it, tie it up.
So he's gonna be sitting in your house out like just butt ass naked. You know they can still stay in his ear though.
Oh shit. Oh damn!
Listen, if they are in your ear and you go to somebody's house and you're not going to somebody's hospital, there is something wrong with you. You are not normal.
I feel it.
You are not normal.
No. Like, no. She said you go to somebody's house and not somebody's hospital.
Like you are not normal. There's something wrong with you.
You're not going to JFK, Robert Wood.
Yeah. Like yeah. No, you need 911 to be called on your ass, and you need to be arrested. That is not okay.
Right? Yeah, no, it's something you insane at that point. Yeah.
Yo, that's hilarious, y'all. Yeah, that's some funny shit.
All right, I'm itching, y'all. I'm itching too.
Like this,
of my ears itching and shit.
Basically, the consensus is, you know, if you have roaches, and you know, we might love you, but we gotta leave you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to handle your business, you know, get up out of that place.
We will love you from a far distance.
Get up out of that place, mm-hmm. Get a new house, burn the house that you was living in first. Right. Get a new house.
And
don't bring, don't bring them niggas with you. Don't bring them.
Just burn your house with everything in it. Do not take nothing out. Leave everything, because them roaches be in everything. Right. Leave it all there. Get some new shit.
We understand everybody can't live in, you know, a roach-free environment. But you can inspire too.
And just don't invite nobody over when you know you have roaches. That's just disrespectful.
Yeah, you know, just if you have roaches, man. So the people that got roaches, right? Or I know that it's hard. You know, there's only so much that you can do. Just don't invite the person over. Don't say that you got roaches though. Just don't invite the person over. Just be like, yo, you know, just say like my hot water's not working, you know, my uncle's staying over. He's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, just say something that's going to make sure that, like, that person doesn't want to come over. And then just always be at that person's house.
And check yourself before you go to that person's house. Check your bag.
Now,
check
again, everything. Like, we're going to ask for you guys to, like, put in our comments, like, our little roach etiquette so we can tell everybody else what to do in that sense. In that case, you know, so, you know, but yes, please, you know, like, subscribe, do all that.
Right.
Yes. But yes.
Indeed.
I'll be itching like a motherfucker.
We're going to title this shit.
Get out of the house.
Everybody say roaches. Da na na na. Roaches. Da na na na. Roaches. Da na 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 na. Get out of the house.
You can't take them nowhere.
Right. This is our holiday episodes.
This is the new Nelmo podcast.